poet Wallace Stevens has written something that says, after the final no, there comes a yes, and on that yes, the future will depend. I found it interesting that I ran across that quote this week because it feels like it really describes our Advent experience and practice. The readings often focus on end times, on judgment, and yet we consider it a season of hopeful waiting. This time of year, we repeatedly talk about the coming of Christ when we know Christ is already here. What we do in our liturgy and our religious practice is to remember and reenact the truths and struggles of our faith. As one author said, we look for a baby to be born while we know that the baby has already been born and still is being born in us. This is a time when the curtain between heaven and earth, that curtain that hangs between us and our God, is ripped aside, disappears. We have a new reality with the coming of divinity in human flesh. It is a new reality, but it is one that we don't so easily see until the no of this human life has emptied us. We usually have apocalyptic stories in Advent, and those stories help us practice remembering and trusting God's promise, no matter what the events around us seem to be pointing to. We learn what is not working, what is not lasting. And all the fixed points of ordinary life suddenly come into question. Don't we all go through that kind of a season in our own lives? When times are good and we feel like we're in control, wouldn't we honestly like to just indefinitely postpone the coming of Christ? That breaking in and that changing of reality, wouldn't we like to think of it as just something in our religion and not in our lives? But then things happen to us. We start to hear no. And so, because of what we see in our human losses and in our lives in general, in our culture in general, living in hope doesn't come easily. If we take even the most cursory look at the events in our world today, it is very hard to be hopeful. Living in hope requires tenacity and practice of our trust in God. Humans despair when we cannot imagine God's promises because we see the condition of this world. But there is a gift in despair. It pushes us away from reliance on the temporal, and it pushes us once again toward reliance on God. We have heard the word no, and when we hear the final no, we say, yes, I want God alone to fill me. Despair teaches us to look for hope in places we never imagined or explored before. The no we experience comes in many forms: fearsome, dramatic, tragic, humbling, subtle. We lose a job. We lose a relationship. We lose our health. We lose a loved one. Suddenly, it feels as if everything and everyone on which we have based our existence and our significance evaporates. Sometimes it feels as if we hear nothing but no. No, your loved ones can't live forever. No, you cannot find happiness by centering on your own desires. No, you cannot save yourself from oblivion or judgment. That is the final no, to admit we cannot do it ourselves. And after that final no, we have opened space in our hearts and souls, and Jesus can come into us again. In times of despair, something struggles in us, a determination to find the good, to find God. So as spiritual beings living in a physical world, we reach tentatively toward hope and toward God. We live in this liminal space between the times of trouble and the full union with Christ. We know the Christ has been born, and yet we wonder when the Christ will come. We see what needs to change in the human world, and we struggle to change it as best we can, but we do not lose hope when our tools are not enough to rebuild the kingdom. We trust in the promises of God, no matter how dark it feels. After the final no, there comes a yes, and on that yes, the future will depend. God asks us through Jeremiah and the other prophets to trust and even to imagine an unimaginable circumstance when the kingdom of God breaks into and restores life on earth. God asks us through the prophets to get ready for a new reality, one which can only be gestured toward, using the frightening and startling imagery we find in Advent readings. This is a very strange season for the church and for the church person. We try to live in hope and to envision redemption, even though we see what is happening around us. We live in a time of terrorism, violence, polarization, famine, homelessness, and rampant greed. And for us to live in hope, as Christians, would seem laughable to many people around us today. So as Advent begins today, we acknowledge the brokenness of the world. The world says no, no, no to us, and yet we look forward to a place and time to begin anew. We have new beginnings. In the church, we have a new calendar. We have a new color, thanks be to God. We have new relationships, churches. We have a yearning for the promise God has given us. We push back despair and resignation, and we seize and cling to the hope of redemption offered by God. After the final no, there comes a yes, and on that yes, the future will depend. The no comes from the human world, but that yes, which brings us hope for the future, comes from God. Amen.